2019, the Ontario government announced it was moving ahead with reforming the employment services system, which helps unemployed people access welfare, training, and potential new jobs. To date, three new service system managers have been introduced across southern Ontario. These systems help administer Ontario Works and other social assistance and disability programs. Watching the rollout of those programs got the North Superior Workforce Planning Board wondering what the system might look like in this region. So it commissioned the Northern Policy Institute to produce a new report to answer some of those questions. Madge Richardson is the Executive Director of the Planning Board, and she's on the line. Madge Richardson, good morning.
Good morning, Amy. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
So help me to understand this. What exactly is a service system manager?
It is a new position that's being integrated in the Employment Ontario transformation that the province started working on and announcing and moving towards over 2018 to 19. Basically, the drivers for the change they cited as cost-effective efficiencies, focus on jobs, and program effectiveness. And so what they wanted to do is integrate all of employment services, like you mentioned, Ontario Works, Ontario Disability Supports, Mental Health, and Employment Ontario, all under the Employment Ontario umbrella. And so they introduced the service system manager to oversee that new model. And so another challenge that they presented, they wanted to break down the SSMs, or the service system managers. They wanted to have 15 in the province, one for each of the economic regions. So when you look at Northwestern Ontario, that would, Northwestern Ontario economic region is comprised of Kenora, Rainy River districts, and the Thunder Bay district. And so when we started to look at what this huge transformation was going to look like, we wanted to see how best it could be effective in Northwestern Ontario, so it works for the business and the employers, as well as the job seekers and everyone looking for workforce development. So we wanted to have a community-based approach to the system design as opposed to a siloed one. So we brought all of the major players in eight primary influencers in the district, in that full region, to talk about what would make it the most successful. How could this service system manager work in Northwestern Ontario while meeting all of the diverse needs of all of our clients that we serve?
Okay, so am I understanding it correctly? It would be sort of a kind of like a centralization, more things kind of under one dome?
Yes, basically. So it's transferring the oversight of all of the Employment Ontario programs from the ministry to a third party.
So if I'm a person looking for a job, or I'm an employer looking to find people to work, how much of a change would this mean for me?
I think one of the major concerns when we were looking at commissioning Northern Policy Institute to do the report is because of our great geographical distance between all of our small rural communities and the large urban ones. So that is going to add additional stressors, I think, to the system when you're looking at trying to provide access and services to the diverse population where they live. So it adds some complications. Where are you going to have the main office? Where are you going to have satellite offices? Or are you going to have satellite offices in the smaller communities? So the geography and how to get people to meet with the clients is going to be a huge cost and a consideration that we need the ministry to finally acknowledge and recognize, because a lot of the other programs, again, that is one of the biggest hurdles, is to provide the services and establish those relationships and the system with a limited travel budget.
Mm-hmm. What other concerns did you identify that people in our region might have when it comes to job services and how this might work?
One of the other major concerns is the digital delivery in the new system. So again, depending on where they have their offices and where the frontline workers are going to be situated, and how are the clients going to get to them, or how are they going to access the services? The unreliable and also the complete lack of access to quality internet service was one of the major things that was identified in service delivery and access to the services, as well as the geography. but also looking at the diverse needs of the population. They're all unique. They have local level needs across the catchment area, and so it makes it really difficult to imagine how a centralized entity is going to be able to do it effectively.
Mm-hmm. So I guess you really got a sense of how this might work differently in Northern Ontario compared to where it's being piloted in Southern Ontario.
Absolutely. And I think we were actually involved right from the get-go when they announced this, and we were anxious to have Northern Ontario act as one of the prototype areas. But again, I think because of its complexity, the travel, the digital delivery, all of those things that we recognized, I think that was it was just one of the determinants that Thunder Bay or the Northern Ontario wasn't chosen as a prototype area. I think they're maybe working up to our complexities and our reality, but there's also so many differences in the system, placing and getting people into work, into those communities, and a lack of access to things such as housing, transportation, and childcare also influence and impact how that service is delivered.
Well, how do those things play into this?
So I think we were looking at how, if you were a job seeker in Northwestern Ontario, regardless of where you lived, so let's look at Indigenous people moving from Page Plate into Scriber or Terrace Bay. So where do you access the services? Where do you go for employment assistance, that kind of thing? Or where would you go if you were a resident in Greenstone? How would you access those services? And where do you live? And where are the services located? So all of those things, how would you be able to access and establish a relationship with an employment advisor helping you through all the steps that you need, regardless of what they are? Referrals to other agencies, perhaps, working on your resume, getting ready for an interview, all of those things that are in that spectrum of trying to ready yourself for employment. It's huge, and it's diverse, and it's very unique to the individual. And so the services have to be responsive to those individuals and the needs, and it makes it really hard with some of those barriers, such as the distance, the digital delivery, and now with COVID, that even exacerbates that situation even more.
So now that you have a better sense of the challenges and how this could play out here, where do you go from here with this, Madge?
We're going to take it back to all of the organizations and that were involved in the community conversations over the past year. They are getting they did receive the release of the report ahead of the general public. So we're going to call them back together. Our board is meeting on November 26th. So certainly I'll be looking to them for their leadership and insight and suggestions on how to provide the next steps. But we have been having conversations throughout. So now that we have a better understanding of the diverse needs and what the system could look like and how it would be the most effective in Northwestern Ontario, we just have to get more support and more of the individual silos, let's say, siloed organizations together to make sure that we have everyone represented there, and looking at how those services can be provided and meet the needs of everyone that's here.
And what's your sense of when this new system might make its way to our region?
I know initially they had a very tight timeline. They were, initially it was suggested that they wanted the full province to have been rolled over into this new system by the next provincial election. But because of the delay, there was a delay in identifying the first three prototypes. And also there's a delay in them delivering the programs in that model for the first year. So we have not heard now of the new timeline. And we've been quite diligent in contacting the ministry and our assistant deputy ministers. But there's no word yet on how this delay or COVID is going to actually impact the transitioning or the transformation for the rest of the province.
All right, well, we'll have to wait and see. But Madge Richardson, I appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. It was great speaking with you this morning.
Madge Richardson is Executive Director of the North Superior Workforce Planning Board. You can read the new Northern Policy Institute report on employment and unemployment on its website.